Kauai residents will once again get to eat on the beach and sit in the sand, activities that have been banned for nearly 2 months. County lifeguards are ready for an influx of beachgoers.
So they've been enjoying the quieter number of people at the beaches, but they've got their sleeves rolled up.
Dr. Monty Downs is the president of the Kauai Lifeguards Association and an emergency room doctor at the Wilcox Medical Center. He's confident the island's healthcare system is prepared with all the supplies, testing, and contact tracing necessary for a phased-in reopening.
We're A-plus on COVID containment so far, and F-minus on economic disaster.
Kauai has not had a new case of COVID-19 in over a month, which gave the county some leeway in relaxing coronavirus-related closures. Ed Justice, owner of Hanapepe's Talk Story Bookstore, says he opened up shop as soon as he could last Thursday. He says he's made little to no income the past 2 months. He worries the visitor quarantine mandate is hurting sales.
It definitely reduced our business by, I'd say, 90%. We're thankful for the residents that are coming in and buying, so it's helping us get by, but it's definitely very tight.
Kalahale-based surf boutique Aloha Exchange reopened Saturday. Jamie Dilberg, one of the store's founders, says social distancing guidelines have been fairly easy to implement.
Specialty retail kind of lends itself to limited anyway. It's not like we're Walmart or something.
Even without tourists, Dilberg and his business partners, Sparky Metzger and Ashley Johnson, still have local customers, but a growing number are not working.
If as many restaurants are going to close on the island as they're talking about and having hotels impacted in that way, and, you know, the guy who comes in to buy a new surfboard and he, say, waits tables at the Hyatt at night, if that is gone, then that will impact us hugely.
Downs, the emergency room doctor, says figuring out a way to allow visitors back in will be key to economic recovery, but it comes with a risk.
Ideally, every visitor who comes here would get COVID tested, you know, before they embark on the flight, wherever they come from. But if we fall short of that ideal, then I think it's inevitable that we'll have a bump in COVID cases.
And as confident as he is in Kauai's public health infrastructure, Downs says he can't guarantee they won't be overwhelmed. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.